Good evening, welcome to the April 18th, 2018 meeting of the Willmar City Planning Commission. Next order of business is consideration of the minutes of the April 4th, 2018 regular meeting and the April 9th, 2018 special meeting. Will there be any additions, corrections, deletions?
Can we do both at the same time?
Yeah.
I make the motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second that.
Motion made and seconded. Anybody with anything regarding the minutes? All right, all those in favor then of filing the minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carries. This is the 7:01 PM public hearing for the Navarro Rezone Limited Business to R2. Sarah?
Very good. Tonight before us, we have a rezone application from Victoria and Guadalupe Navarro. The request is to rezone a parcel from limited business to R2. The applicant is requesting the rezone to allow an owner-occupied single-family residence. They have a purchase agreement for the property. They don't currently own it, but it is a contingency to get this rezone. The property is largely surrounded by residential districts, and historically it has been zoned residential. There was a rezone, I think about 7 to 10 years ago, for it to switch from residential to limited business. So this is just looking to switch it back. It would be a decrease in intensity of use. It's right behind the Super America that's currently on First Street there. There is fencing and screening already between the commercial property and the residential use. Otherwise, it's pretty straightforward from there.
Well, yeah, it's going in the opposite direction from our application class meeting.
Yes.
And we did actually have something similar not that long ago, somebody moving something back from commercial to residential.
Yeah.
Yep, there was
for
a
resale.
Yep.
Which one
was there was an All-Star Realty office, I think,
oh,
prior.
Yeah.
It was one at Megan. It was one of the last,
yeah,
one of the last meetings Megan was at.
And so the recommendation by staff is to approve the rezone and forward it on to the city council.
Yes.
All right. Is there anyone who would wish to speak for or against this rezone? No? Okay. Seeing none, then I will close the public hearing and open it up to the commission for action.
You say that used to be a realty office?
No.
No, that was a different property.
That was last year.
Something different.
Oh, that's
yep,
one of the rest.
Yeah, okay.
Is this bare land now? Bare lot?
No, there's a house on there. Yep.
Yeah.
And it's used as a house?
It is right now. It was rezoned so the owners could have a business in there, but it's being sold to a new family who wants to
just make it
a house.
Do you know what business was in there?
What was the business?
Reading Therapy Center.
Oh, okay.
That was where she originally started.
Oh,
okay.
Sure.
Well, we're all familiar.
I remember that.
That.
All right, Jeff.
If you're ready for a motion.
Yes, I am.
Motion to approve the request as recommended.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? Hearing none. Is this just a voice vote or is it
yes.
a roll call?
Voice vote.
All right. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Okay.
Very good.
That's it. We'll move on to the city council for approval. All right. Next order of business, subdivision ordinance review, sections 1 or 2.
Very good.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
I didn't have to use a lawyer on this.
It would have been much tougher.
We got you covered.
Yeah. Very good. Does everybody have a copy of the subdivision? Do you need one? Okay. I'll give you this copy. So I gave you just sections 1 and 2. Section 1 is a sentence long, and then section 2, we'll just take it a little bit at a time. But just going through piece by piece, I gave you clean copies so you could read through it and it was easy to read. I can point out some of the major things that have changed. There isn't a whole lot in these first couple sections. Nothing with section 1 changed. Short title, all of that. The only thing that'll change will be a new ordinance number. Starting in on section 2, do we want to read through it fully, paragraph by paragraph? How would you prefer to go through this?
Could you just summarize any changes that were made in that purpose?
Yep, absolutely.
I did have a suggestion.
Yep.
As we go through these, and I know we're only doing the first couple sections tonight.
Yep.
But I would suggest that we proceed in a manner that's not formal, finalizing approval
no.
of any section,
no.
because we may have to be going back.
Exactly. Yep, absolutely. And this is just a preliminary overview of here are the changes and where it's at and where we think it's getting close to be.
And with respect to subsection 1, I know you didn't make any changes, but there is some grammatical corrections that need to be made. And I have some real heartburn with the whole thing. And if you don't mind, I would like to submit maybe a post replacement.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. It was a pretty PC thing to begin with, so we tried to kind of keep what it was, but switch it or kind of break it into smaller chunks. The statutes 505 and 462, those were changed. There were some other ones in there that weren't necessary anymore. So from a technical standpoint, as long as 505 and 462 are referenced in there, and the intent of the ordinance, that it's just to, you know, keep an orderly development of the city.
How would you like to take suggestions? Would you prefer to take them offline and not within the context of the meeting? Excuse me, chemo hiccups.
Yeah.
Literally, they're a thing. Would you prefer to just get together, or outside of the meeting to take that?
Yeah, that would be fine. That subdivision one is kind of a beast. So if you want to,
because this is all in draft form right now anyway,
right.
And take the suggestions and put them together.
Yeah, absolutely. So we can finish going through all of those, and then I don't know if you have wording that you would like to propose, or just specific sentences that you'd like addressed.
I'll take a look at it and see if I can make some suggestions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sarah?
Yes.
Okay, well, just so I understand it.
Yep.
This, the one that we received here, this one has already been changed slightly
yep.
from the original.
Correct.
One. Okay.
Yep. So there's a couple sections coming up. There's one major section that has been completely added. There's some new definitions. There's a couple we took out.
For me, the only issue with seeing it clean like this is we don't know.
And then you don't know, right? Yeah, and I can change that in the future. I can send you this copy. I could send you both copies, a clean one and one that shows what's been changed. Mm-hmm.
So this one we got earlier, that looks like that's got the changes on it.
That's got some of the changes and not all of them, but
the changes, and this is the one that these changes made.
Those changes are reflected in there.
Yeah, okay.
In that case, let's start with subdivision 2, maybe. Jurisdiction, there was a huge chunk at the end talking about unincorporated areas 2 miles outside of any city limit
mm-hmm.
is within the city's jurisdiction for subdivision unless a county or other governing body has jurisdiction over that. And because the county has created and approved a subdivision ordinance themselves, we no longer have jurisdiction over those 2 miles.
So it wasn't necessary.
So we took it out. We still referenced where that statute was, that regulations may be applied outside corporate limits in case, for some reason, the county abandons that ordinance, but it's very unlikely. So we just shortened that up. There are no changes to subdivisions 3 or 4. Subdivision 5 is completely new. Applicable findings that need to be found for subdivision approval. This is something that Megan had actually included in there. So it's nothing that I've added. These were additions made in 2004 when Megan had begun this process and hadn't finished it. So like we do with a conditional use permit or something like that, those findings would be read prior to making that final decision for a final plat approval.
Would there be any necessity to specifically reference the stormwater ordinance?
Yeah.
In, say, letter F? I think it kind of obliquely talks about those types of issues, but not that specific ordinance.
Yep, absolutely. We'll make sure that the stormwater...
And I assume there's a...
I noted some things and it disappeared on my copy. I must have forgot to save it. It's clean as she gave it to me.
And probably need to reference that in the definitions as well.
The stormwater ordinance?
So I'm flying blind now. I'm trying to remember
just
what I...
thinking out loud.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the findings look just fine to me.
Very good. Yeah, we referenced the comp plan, city code. Yeah, we'll add that stormwater in there. Anything else for subdivision 5? The applicable findings? All right.
I just had a question on
G. Yeah.
The operative term in subparagraph G is economically. A subdivision can be economically served with public facilities and services. How do you make that finding?
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's almost like market forces would determine that, wouldn't it?
Anything can be economically served. Do you have to keep it? But if you're making findings.
Right. I'll start that one. We'll look at that one a little bit more, or think about that one, mm-hmm. how we want to word that, or if we just take it out.
The subdivision has the availability for future installation of public facilities and services, mm-hmm. has access to public facilities or services. Those type of findings are easy to make.
Yep.
That's one way of interpreting it. The other way is you must find that it's economic.
You're finding yourself.
Can be economically served. Mm-hmm. Now you have to go out and get appraisals or completed assessments. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to be there.
Absolutely. Yeah. That would be a good way to change that. Very good. Subdivision 6, definitions. Last subdivision for the section. Let's see, building permit. Some of the changes was aligning these definitions with what the zoning ordinance has and just making mm-hmm. it flow and cohesive rather than having two different definitions and two different ordinances. So building permit was fleshed out a little bit and that was added. City engineer was a completely new definition. Comprehensive plan, again, added to flow with the zoning ordinance. Deflection angle and horizontal curve were both completely new definitions, and I think the purpose of putting some of those more technical terms in there was because they are referenced in the subdivision ordinance later on when they get into some of the engineering and different things that have to be included in the plat. Easement was added. It was a new definition. Lot was changed a little bit to have just a bit more clarity, and it aligned with some other subdivision ordinances we'd been reading. Plat, we just kind of restructured how plat is listed out. So we had just kind of a base definition for plat, and then the preliminary and final plats as kind of sub definitions of that. Right of way is a new definition. And then just like plat with street, we had added those sub definitions so that it was easier to find all of them. And they are currently, they're not quite alphabetical, but they are magnitudinal. and then same with subdivision with those subs. Yes, yes, exactly.
Order of magnitude.
Order of magnitude, that's what we're looking for. And then zoning administrator, that was a new definition that was added in as well. Mm-hmm. We changed under street, we changed G was thoroughfares, so we changed it to arterial streets, and then F, instead of calling them just marginal access streets, we called them frontage streets, because that's what everyone knows them as. Mm-hmm. Yep. okay. I think other than that, that's it for those two small sections.
And this is the relatively easy part to go
through.
This
is the easy part to go through. in section three, we start getting into, I was just working on it today. It's kind of the procedure for what happens when you submit a preliminary and final plat. We'll add minor subdivisions to that. And I think what we're gonna do is any lots, when a plat is submitted, anything that has four lots or fewer in their final, that creates four lots or fewer, will be considered a minor subdivision, as long as there's no new streets or vacations needed or anything like that. Anything other than that will still have to go through that preliminary final plat process, with the potential for those two processes to be combined as well, just depending on the magnitude and what's going on in those different plats. And then 4 and 5 and 6 start to get into more of the design and the data required, and we have to get city engineering kind of involved in reviewing some of that. So that'll start to happen this week, next week. And we'll see those pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. Would, once you have a major subdivision and you have a situation like we had the last couple of meetings where an owner comes in and says, okay, I want to make changes to just these few lots here.
Mm-hmm.
And if those were four or fewer, would that then be considered a minor subdivision upon a major subdivision?
Yep. I know some others, and we haven't, I've kind of created an Excel sheet of, I've looked at probably 6 or 7 other subdivision ordinances that have a minor subdivision. There's not a lot of state statute that regulates how minor subdivisions are regulated within a city, so it's really up to us how we want to define them, which is nice, but also kind of tricky. So looking at some others, I know one thing that a lot of others have is that you can't have, if you have one minor subdivision that's happened within the past, say, like 3 to 5 years, you can't do another minor subdivision over that. You'd have to then do a formal plat again. Though I think with our minor subdivisions, we'll still require a plat drawing. Mm-hmm. So that might not be as applicable to us.
I had several discussions over the years with our county surveyor, Dwayne Bonema,
mm-hmm.
who had worked on minor subdivisions for other communities. And he always was pressing for it. He thought it was a great idea, a great statute, and he wanted to see it locally.
I might actually write his name down. That might not be a bad, I might just get in contact with him about what he's experienced elsewhere.
He'd be a good source.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Other than subdivision one, if anyone has suggestions for that, I'm more than willing to incorporate that in there.
Do you want us to write and send our suggestions to you by email rather than go through them now? Because I have, you know, some...
Yeah, that would be great. Go ahead and do that. Whether you can just mark it up there and scan me a copy of it, or however it's easiest for you.
Better get mine.
One of those one you brought up already.
Is there other things that we want to go over right now, too? That's...
No, I have about three of them, and I covered two of them, so...
Okay.
Out of curiosity, do we have any cartways in the city?
Cartways? I'm not sure. Define a cartway.
I'll let you look that one up and check it.
Okay.
We have several statutes that apply.
We do?
Yes, Minnesota statutes that apply to the cities, counties, and townships.
For cartways.
And if you can find the definition.
I just want my name out of the
Very good.
Here.
But you're not just playing.
Right.
Let's leave that in.
Yeah. No, thanks.
I think we should put that back in.
It's a curiosity. I wonder if there is any. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I would doubt it.
I would doubt it, but I don't think I've ever heard of a cartway.
From that situation
You've got all
that
sorts
saw,
of blue stickies there.
Last week on that situation where the house from Second Street was being moved to to the north side.
Yep.
If there was ever a purpose for a cartway, that little right-of-way easement should have been it. That was abandoned by the tax forfeiture, or that was lost by the tax forfeiture. Mm. Just my
question. So did I have a cartway? We'll take that offline.
What is
that? It wasn't dry. Did it you?
Just when you clean up a new one, you gotta get that bottom one out of there.
It throws an egg in.
Question regarding, this is for plats within the city of Willmar.
Yes.
And the coordination between a property outside the city of Willmar going through the annexation process and the platting process, the annexation would have to be completed before the platting process would begin, or do they run parallel at the same time with each other so that somebody knows that if I annex this, I'm getting this. I can put this plat in there so they don't annex it, and then something comes along on this part and kiboshes that, and that hunks of land has already been
That's a
annexed.
Good question. I'm not sure the answer to that.
Because they're as ragged as the city limits are around town, there's always little additions, you know, little pieces wanting to pop out.
Yep.
And, and just so that's.
Well, I think the last annexation we did was actually over by me.
Yep.
So.
And again, put in a real weird building.
But, So that, there's the annexations have slowed down.
We
were
by that the other day.
Yeah.
Over the last few years while they were catching up building with all the empty lots.
The last round was two appeals on
just
that.
So that.
What is the definition of a cartway?
Absolutely.
Nobody knows, but everybody has an idea.
All right. Anybody else have anything in regards to the subdivision ordinance review so far?
So we're going to cover what next time?
We will cover I'm hoping to cover sections 3 through 5. And that'll cover procedure and data required for plats. It'll be probably about as long as this one. but it might take a little bit more discussion. I'll send those out with the agendas next week.
Okay, and that kind of segues right into miscellany.
Yes, that's it.
That's
I don't
it?
Have anything.
Okay. And our next meeting, you will have something.
Yes.
Okay.
You will.
And I'll visit with you offline briefly. I see I have something to sign anyway.
Yes.
All right. If there's nothing else under miscellany, then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Sure, I'll make that motion.
Motion is made. Second?
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned.